Hi, it's Don McKellar. Craving some of those Dunkin's donuts. Mm-mm.
All right, that was Paul McCartney from the album Wings at the Speed of Sound from 1976. The song Let 'Em In. What a good message for this week when the horrible things have happened around the world, including Paris and Beirut and the passenger jet and all this backlash now against refugees from Syria. I say, let them in. You tell them, Paul McCartney. We still, yeah, good song. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting to you from unceded traditional Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. On today's show, a few new songs, new Nap Eyes, some preview of things that are happening this weekend, including tonight. Is this part of the weekend? I don't know. Why not? Start your weekend on a Thursday. And we're going to kick things off with a song by Willie Thrasher. I think I played a song of his last week or recently, and I had the very good fortune of making it into the Lido, a jam-packed Lido last night for the re-release of his 1981 album Spirit Child. Willie Thrasher grew up in Inuvik, in the Northwest Territories, and has been playing music, you know, ever since he was a teenager. And in 1981, 35 years ago, he put out a record through the CBC called Spirit Child, and it's phenomenal. And last year, he was included on the Native North America comp that Light in the Attic put out with the help of local musicologist Kevin Cipriano Howes. And so Willie Thrasher was included in that, and that sort of led to this album being re-released by Light in the Attic, and it's a beautiful package, and I haven't listened to it. I just bought the record last night at the Lido, and we have the CD in here today, so I'm going to play a track off of this, and based on what I heard, the songs performed live for the first time last night, and they were phenomenal. It was a great show, very uplifting, and Willie Thrasher's a very charming performer. So we're going to hear... I seem to remember, like, from what I remember him saying last night, this is a song that he wrote called Eskimo Named Johnny. It's one of the first songs he wrote, and he wrote it when he was in Ottawa. He was living in Ottawa and just feeling really homesick, and he didn't want to call it Eskimo Named Willie, so he changed the name to Johnny just because he liked the sound of it. But it's very autobiographical about being homesick and far away from home. So here is Willie Thrasher from Spirit Child. This is the song Eskimo Named Johnny. Nope, this is the song. Willie Thrasher.
There's an Eskimo named Johnny who lives in the city, but he was born in the wild. Highways and a building that was tall. He wanted
Friday night. Some pretty girls and guys are here. But when I look at myself on my right, I'm wondering if I'm really here. When I talk to you, I wonder if I could ever really learn. The way you talk to you seem more likely that I'd only ever burn my fingers. The chair is hot, to the touch it lingers. The light is hot, just like the singers of our favorite bands. So I sat against the wall and leaned hard as I could into it. And I thought about the mall and some places that I'd like to pitch. Then I thought about my Jesus and meditation again. The things I have I don't need, and the things I want, what's good in them. But it's easy to understand what it is that makes me feel this way. It's not so easy to make all of my problems go away. Then again, what else is there? Another life, some other way. I really don't know what you mean. Really trying to find that out of way. The judge came to my house and he knew about my job situation. I didn't have to explain it to him. He took everything I said as insinuation. Then he looked into my eyes and said something about you're playing a game. That's when I looked a little past him, pointlessly repeating what I'd said again. But it's easy to understand what it is that makes me feel this way. It's not so easy to make all of my problems go away. Is there another life, some other way? Really don't know what you mean. Really trying to find that way.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
On Friday, November 20th at 7 p.m., come on down to Horse Records on East Hastings for Morning Coo's release party for her debut album, Baby Blue, featuring special performances by Tough Customer and Number 213. Tickets are by donation, with all proceeds going to the Downtown Eastside Women's Center. Check out Morning Coo on Facebook for more information.
All right. That was Tops, a new single that they've just put out called Hollow Sounds of the Morning Chimes. Very nice. Tops are going to be in town this Saturday night. They're playing at the Biltmore with White Poppy. I saw them there in January. It was a lovely show. Jane, the lead singer, is like an angel on stage. Great band overall. Very good time. People seemed really into it. It was a fun show. So if you are free early Saturday, I recommend heading down to the Biltmore. And don't be late because White Poppy's opening and she's great too. Before that, we heard Nap Eyes from Halifax from their forthcoming album, Thought Rock Fish Scale. And that's going to be out, February 5th. But that was a special preview single, something rather. And fun to hear. Nap Eyes, good stuff. Moving on, Leon Patriz, also known as Enzio Verster. He's been in a bunch of different bands around town, Half Chinese, Kidnap Kids, I'm sure there's others. It's also his birthday, so I wanted to play a song for him. This is from his most recent album, well, his debut album as Leon Patriz. It's called Nice Try, and this is the song Pubescent. And young Enzio, you are no longer pubescent. I don't think you're grown up now. Here we go. Here's Leon Patriz.
Just know that you're not alone. jacket sky high. It's not symbolic, it's just human nature. Under the foundation, there is a graveyard.
All right, that was Virginia's Car Seat Headrest, which is a pretty epic little rocker. 7 minutes. Pretty good, pretty good. Car Seat Headrest, I believe, are coming to town in early January. And that was from the album Teens of Style, the song Times to Die. Yes. Before that, we heard Leon Patriz with the song Pubescent from the album Nice Try. Very good. Very good. Lots of good shows being announced. Julia Holter is coming to town in February. That just got announced, as did Unknown Mortal Orchestra with Lower Dens. And let's see. Yeah, just a lot of exciting shows. Parquet Courts. I just bought a ticket to see Parquet Courts yesterday. And Eleanor Friedberger is coming in March. I don't know. Things are picking up again. I'm getting excited about 2016. Yeah. All right. But before I get excited about 2016, I'm getting excited, very excited about tonight. Because tonight at the Astoria is a fundraiser for Discorder Magazine. Beloved publication of CITR, chronicler of local music and arts. They definitely need your help. So come out tonight. Throw a few bones Discorder's way, support the magazine, and see some great bands. TV Ugly are going to be there. Revered, featuring Emmett Hall of the Sunday Service, is going to be there. And the next two bands as well. We're going to hear Late Spring in a moment, but first, Mesa Luna. They have a new EP out. It's called Crux, and we're going to listen to this toe tapper. It's called Don't Let Go. Here we go. Here is Mesa Luna.
Other Vancouver is a collective promoting slow design through independent creatives. This year's event, themed Spaces, showcases products alongside its makers through images of their workspaces. We aim to support mindful consumerism. Come out on November 27th to 29th at 877 East Hastings, Studio 301. Visit Other on Instagram or Facebook for previews. Just like the river. Timber Concerts presents, from Montreal, pop band Tops, on tour to support their latest release, Picture You Staring. They return to Vancouver Saturday, November 21st at the Biltmore Cabaret with special guests White Poppy. For more information and to get tickets, go to timberconcerts.com.
Thank you. Hi there, my name is Brandon.
And my name is Morme.
Do you need help finding yourself?
Do you have questions you're too afraid to ask?
Worry no more, we got your back.
Because we are two university students who have all the answers. Just kidding.
We'd like to think that.
But what you can do is tune into All Ears at 101.9 FM every second Wednesday at 6 p.m.
to get the best advice that we can offer.
So shoot us an anonymous question
at ask.fm/allearsubc and we'll answer it live on air.
And Honeychild will be all ears.
All right, all right, all right. That was my radio neighbors. Morme and Brandon, they're going to be coming up in a few minutes to answer all of your questions. Very nice. Before that, we heard Tough Customer from the Worst Demo. That was the song, Who Are We Fooling Today? They're going to be opening for Morning Coup, the fantastic Morning Coup, at her album release party this Friday night. It's her album's called Baby Blue. We heard the title track, and I wish I could be there. I got this other thing. I'm old enough now that friends of mine are renewing their marital vows, and I get to go to a party for that instead of going to see Morning Coup. But it's all good. You should go see Morning Coup release that album at Horses Records in Hastings Sunrise. Yes. Before that, we heard Late Spring from their self-titled EP. That was the song Drink Pee. And at the top, we heard Messaluna from Crux. That was the song Don't Let Go. And see Messaluna and Late Spring along with TV Ugly and Revered tonight at the Astoria. I will be there. I'll be behind the Discorder table from 11 till 12:30. So come say hi. It'll be a good time. I think that's about going to do it of this episode of Dunkin' Donuts. Stay tuned for All Ears, then music for the Observant, and lots of great programming all afternoon here on CITR 101.9 FM. This has been Dunkin' Donuts. Thanks for listening. Going to close out with another toe tapper, Jack J. I'm not sure if you have seen the show Master of None, Aziz Ansari's new show on Netflix. It's fantastic. I love it. It has a killer soundtrack. So many songs that I love. They just pop up, and it's phenomenal. It's like, yeah, I remember people feeling that way about Garden State years and years ago, and I was like, oh, God, I hate this movie. But with this, it's like, oh, these are all the songs I love, and I love the show too. And I was really excited to see local Mood Hut mastermind Jack J on that soundtrack too. So we're going to hear his latest single, which is featured on the show. It's called Thurston, and that's going to close us out. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week. Here we go. Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Hello!
Hi!
It's your friend.
Yeah. I'm here talking to CR. No,
C-O-C-T-A-R.
C-I-T-R.
C-I-T-R. C-I-T-R. Okay, and again.
Well, okay. Yeah. Hello!
CITR.
CITR.
Cheers.
Sick.
Hello, my name is